The officers kept a close eye on the protesters and anti-protesters who came out of the woodwork to exercise their First Amendment rights to the freedom of speech and of assembly. No one was arrested, according to the Springfield Police Department, but the signs, slogans, and costumes were certainly not short on creativity. One protester dressed as a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Along Glenstone Avenue, near the intersection of Division Street, some drivers rolled down their windows and waved Trump flags at anti-Trump protesters. Josiah Williams was there to support the president. He held a sign that said, "Feminism is a cancer," and tried to engage in conversation with those around him.
I really like Trump because of his reforms of reducing regulation in business and things like that. And I think that will be overall better for the economy.
Williams also supports Trump's plan to build a wall between the United States and Mexico because he says he feels that will help preserve American culture and reduce illegal immigration. He was countered by hundreds of people along the road waving flags and hoisting posters against the president. One protester, Angie Deer, came from St. Louis.
I've never been so disgusted with the president ever. Every day it's something different, and it's never anything good.
Deer said this was her first time protesting, but she says she's here to try to persuade members of Congress to remove the president from office. Cynthia Rudolph, another anti-Trump protester, said she felt Trump has brought out the worst traits of the nation. When asked about his plans to change the tax code, which was the topic of Trump's speech in Springfield, she said she didn't believe in that either.
That's not going to help the middle class or the poor. It's only going to help the rich people. What good is that going to do for us? Nothing.
There to support the president was Kendra Ritter, who identified herself as a first-generation college student and a Republican. Ritter said she believed liberals were muffling voices that did not align with their own. Lisa Cox, a spokeswoman for the Springfield Police Department, said the only incident that caused any real concern occurred when a vehicle crashed into Kearney Street while the president's motorcade was nearby. That turned out to be unrelated to the president's visit, and no one was hurt, Cox said. I'm Jennifer Moore.